Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Wishing everyone a very happy shalom. What, Chris? Is that a, can you use it like that? What? Shabbat shalom. What does that mean in Jewish? What? What does it mean? It's happy Sabbath. Is that today? Friday night to Saturday night? You know, I don't need these looks of scorn, okay? I'm trying to be more cultured before we go to Israel. Yes, my campaign manager was Jewish. I didn't have time to memorize all the customs. Good grief. Anyway, it's another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Did you hear my boy Mark Robinson out there lighting the world on fire? Gosh, I love this guy.
Law and order is being destroyed, and we have a two-tiered justice system that has been weaponized against political enemies, much like it was during Hitler's reign and Mao's reign, Stalin's reign. It's not the United States that I remember as a child anymore. We are in a precarious position where if we do not make the right moves in 2024, this nation will fall.
I had a good thought. Just hear me out. Maybe you're going to say, Jesse, you're always too happy and sunny or something like that. What? But just hear me out. I woke up today and I was thinking about something. I was thinking about what the next year is going to bring and what the years after that are going to bring. And obviously, all this Trump legal stuff is horrible. It's horrible. I hate it. You hate it. At least I hope you hate it. It's awful. And It's going to be a campaign season unlike anything you or I have ever seen before. We know that. You know that. I know that. Okay. All right. Let's just accept that. It's going to be really bad. It's going to be really ugly. But if I can put a sunny face on something that's really bad and really ugly, what do we always say our challenge is? What's your challenge? What's my challenge? You already know what's going on. You're already an anti-communist. You know what needs to be done. You know where we need to go. You know that. What do I say all the time? What's our challenge, Chris? What's our challenge, boys? That's right. Wake Normie Norm up. That's our challenge. You and I can only do so much to wake Normie Norm up. You can obviously buy them a copy of the Anti-Communist Manifesto, which is available at jessekellybook.com. And honestly, it still is. Go get them a copy of that. You can show them article after article. You can play them clips of the show. You can discuss things with them. And you can make gains, and you should try to make gains. And so should I. That should be our job. But what we really honestly need, we really need things to get worse, to wake Normie Norm up. We shouldn't cheer for that. We don't want that. But that's what it's going to take to wake a lot of Normie Norms up. When you have a system of government, a system. It's not just government. Honestly, it's all of it. It's entertainment, education, the pillars that lead a society. When you have a system that is bad and evil, the system has to, no matter what form of government it is, whether it's a representative republic or even a dictatorship or a monarchy, the system absolutely 100% has to have some credibility for it to keep going on and on and on. If at any point in time a system loses all credibility or most of its credibility, then the end is already in sight for that system. It cannot go on. It doesn't, even like I said, kings, all powerful monarchs have known this throughout history. They have to have something, some kind of credibility with the people, or something's going to happen. Someone's going to assassinate the king, or the people are going to rebel, or that's just how it goes. Yes, the next year is going to be rough. There's no question about that. No question. You and I are just going to have to tough it out and laugh our way through it. Just going to have to stay focused.
But my focus is just stay focused.
But as Normie Norm watches Joe Biden have his political opponent arrested and imprisoned during a presidential year, as Normie Norm watches that, that's going to do more to wake Normie Norm up to the evil of our system than 1,000 anti-communist manifestos could ever do, than 1,000 conversations with you and your mom could ever do. When Normie Norm watches Donald Trump be placed in handcuffs, yes, it's awful, and we shouldn't cheer for it, and we should pray about it and hope we get through it. But when Normie Norm watches that, he's going to watch the last of the credibility disappear. And the system doesn't understand that. That's one thing the system can never realize. It never realizes until it's too late. This is the last of it. This is a mistake. We shouldn't do that. We should hold back right now. But they can't hold themselves back. And that made me smile. Let's get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse question. Great leader of the masses. Today, I was in what has to be one of the newest and nicest elementary schools in Oregon. An odd-looking woman in a dress and pink hair, a teacher, I suppose, interacted with the school staff like nothing was off kilter. You guessed it, that freak was a guy with the build and deep voice to prove it. Surely not everyone is okay with this, yet he struts around, normalizing his mental illness to innocent second graders. I know Dad, Jesse Kelly, would pull his kids out of that beautiful facility in a nanosecond. What would Jesse Kelly, the teacher, do? His name is John in sickening deep blue Oregon. Okay, one thing about Oregon, it is the most beautiful place most people have never been to. And Oregon, outside of Portland, Salem, is actually really, really red. Some of the most blood red, hard right anti-communists there are. It's just sad the major urban centers have destroyed that frigging state. That's why I hope the red part breaks off and becomes part of Idaho. Freedom Central, baby. Anyway, all right, what would teacher Jesse Kelly do? You know, we did the book tour last week because I'm super important and a big celebrity now that I'm a world famous author. No, we did the book tour last week and out there meeting everybody. You can't imagine how many teachers there are, anti-communist teachers that exist and teach from within the belly of the beast. And not only that, they express to me, and I express back to them, that they need to stay exactly where they are, and at times, they need to keep their freaking mouths shut and their head down so they can stay where they are and provide a voice of sanity and clarity to this next generation of kids who sorely need to hear truth from people. Look, I don't want you to think of me like a world famous author or a radio superstar or the menu whisperer. I want you to think of me in a different light right now, as a deep cover operative, like I could be. What, Chris? So think of me like this. When I go deep cover, let's say I take a month long hiatus from my radio show, And I'm going to go deep cover into China or maybe Latin America because communism's really taking hold there again. I'm not going to be able, as a deep cover operative, to step up and stop every bad thing I see. In fact, I may even have to pretend to go along with a few bad things I see in order to maintain my cover. If you are one of these people within the belly of the beast, especially in the teaching profession, and you're surrounded by freaks, and you're surrounded by commie scum out there destroying, trying to destroy these kids' minds every day. If you're in this Oregon school and there's some tranny in there with his pink hair and his 5 o'clock shadow trying to tell kids they should cut their penises and their breasts off, yes, you would obviously want to do something about that. You want that to stop. But what can you do about it for real? That's why I yell about going to protests in blue cities. I'm going to go protest for Trump in New York. What are you going to accomplish there? Nothing. What are you going to accomplish if you go say something to that teacher? If you complain to the principal? If you ring it up the board of supervisors, something like that? Go talk to the mayor. What are you actually going to accomplish? I'll tell you what you're going to accomplish. Nothing. You're going to get kicked out. You're going to get fired. And then you'll move to Texas and you'll be happier. But then the kids in that school will no longer have the anti-communist voice they need. We are now revolutionaries, peaceful and legal revolutionaries, mind you, but we are now revolutionaries. We lost the culture to the demons. They took it over. There are a lot of bad things about being revolutionaries, about being the minority, about being out of power. But there are also some fun things about it too. So we're going to have to conduct ourselves as if we are now the counterculture, because we are. So in this situation, let's say you're a teacher in that school. Keep your head down and your mouth shut. Roll your eyes, say a prayer for the kids that are in his class, and keep preaching truth, teaching truth to your kids. All right? All right, let's talk about footwear, alcoholism, glasses, and other things, other political things. Before we do that, let's do something this weekend for ourselves. For ourselves, for our family, something fun, but something helpful. Let's practice with our Mantis X systems in our weapon. Mantis X, they deliver it to your front door. It attaches to your weapon, and you dry fire practice in the comfort of your home. You should be dry fire practicing with 90% of the time you spend pulling the trigger. And Mantis X allows you to do that without leaving the air conditioning. The Marines use Mantis X. Did you know that? Show up at Marine Corps Boot Camp today and you'll see Marines using Mantis X. You want to get proficient, put you through drills, feedback, better. You, the family, you'll be better in 20 minutes. Go to MantisX.com and get one today. MantisX.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Diving back into your questions. Remember, you can still email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. We're live here. They're still coming in. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. I'm so bitter about the wife and her opinions of this shirt. I know you can't see it because this is radio. I guess maybe you're watching on the simulcast on the first TV, but I'm wearing kind of a Hawaiian-looking shirt. I wouldn't say it's super Hawaiian. It's a very toned-down Hawaiian shirt. It's blue. It's one of these real light button-up shirts. It's really hot here in Houston, and it's coming in to do radio today. I'm not going to prom, and as I'm leaving the house, is that what you're going to wear? I said, yes, I love this shirt. It's super comfortable and cool. It's one of my favorite shirts. That's a beach shirt. Are you going to the beach? I don't know why I have to go to the beach to wear my shirt. I just want to wear what I want to wear. Dear Blind Jesse, I know that wasn't nice, but I say it with love. I think it's time to update your list. I wholly agree. He's talking about my list of the three things you never, ever go cheap on. He said, I wholly agree with tires, footwear, and bedding, but you're missing one more critical thing that maybe you just can't see. What, Chris? As he says that, you know, that's not nice. Ditch the glasses, spend the money, and get laser eye surgery. I know it's expensive, but I promise it's the best money you can spend compared to how much you use your eyes. I had it 17 to 18 years ago for $5,000. Oh, and I'd happily pay it again or double. Easy process, back to work the next day. Godspeed, brother, and keep up the good work. His name is Eric. One, I'm not spending $5,000. Two, I'm not going to be lectured by you, Chris. Two, I actually asked the doctor about LASIK when I went in to get the glasses updated, and he said my eyes aren't even bad enough to qualify for it yet. They probably will in a couple years. Again, I'm not Stevie Wonder over here. I can read everything up close just fine, and I can see things from a distance okay. I just can't make out words and numbers. I can't read street signs when I'm driving. So I don't want to wear glasses, and I don't want to wear contacts, and I don't want somebody, that's the sound a laser makes, firing a laser into my eyeballs. I'm not comfortable with this. Majestic Balding One, you've mentioned several times that you struggled with alcohol use, and you encourage those with addiction to keep fighting. There's no shame in getting help. But what advice can you offer the spouse of an addict? I feel as though my husband has traded me and our two children for booze. Listen, thank you. She says not to use her name, and of course I would not. Well, this is a heavy question, obviously. And I don't know where you guys are at in this whole process. What can a spouse do? There's undoubtedly many, many, many spouses right now watching their husband or wife struggle with something. Maybe it's booze, or maybe it's pills, or maybe it's online stuff or whatever, because human beings struggle with addiction because we are certainly flawed. There's no question about it. We are flawed. We all have problems. We all have issues. By the way, quick pause on this. Don't ever think that family you see on Facebook that looks, look at how happy they are. They just got home from church on Sunday, and now they're grilling out by their beautiful pool. And look at his chiseled jaw, and look how beautiful she is. She looks like a model, and their kids are straight A students. Their life is perfect, and my life is garbage. Their life is not perfect. That's the life they show you on Facebook. All right. This social media era has people believing other people's lives are perfect when they're not. But anyway, back to this. The same rule applies to a spouse as it does to the person struggling. It is hard for a spouse to watch somebody go through something like this. Very hard, very frustrating. It can be very angering because, as you just heard her say, seems like he's traded the kids in. All that matters is the booze, and that's how it goes. Essentially, when you struggle with addiction, you get married to something else. You can't be married to two women, to two dudes. You're married to one thing. He's married to the booze right now. He's seeing you and the kids on the side, and that hurts. It hurts to get shoved aside for anything. It hurts, right? But a couple things. He's going to be defensive about it for a long time. It's not that you never bring it up. You should bring it up sparingly, smartly. If you choose to start riding him about it, nagging him about it every day, all it's going to do is drive him away. Because remember, you're talking about his wife. And I know these words hurt to hear. We're talking about his wife. You keep trying to get in between him and his wife, he's going to run out on you. Fellas, if it's your wife, you keep trying to get in between your wife and her new husband, she's going to run out on you. Doesn't mean you never bring it up. You do bring it up on occasion. You pray about it, and you keep freaking going. And you know that oftentimes, most of the time, there's an end to it. Don't think he doesn't know. Don't think it's not eating at him, too. He's got an addiction, can't quite tackle it. Don't think he doesn't know. Make sure he always knows you love him. And you're there. You're concerned and you're frustrated, but you love him and you're there. And you keep freaking going. All right? It's all we can do is keep going. Everyone's been there or is there right now. Don't feel alone either. And find some people to pray about it with you. All right? All right. Now, we're going to do a little bit more, a lot more, Ask Dr. Jesse. Let's talk about Gavin Newsom quickly, because this is something I feel like we should be prepped and ready for. Now, before we get to Gavin Newsom, let's get to this. Let's get to taking care of ourselves, because we talk about addictions and things we struggle with, and we talk about weight and things like that, but have we addressed the inside yet? Have we addressed our testosterone levels, fellas? Ladies, your energy levels. You know, when you're 50 years old as a woman, when you're 60 years old as a woman, yeah, you're not, your body's not going to operate like you're 20 and you're going to have some more wrinkles. Can't do anything about that. But you know you're not supposed to just be dead and need a nap at 3 in the afternoon, right? Get on a female vitality stack, ladies from Chalk. Fellas, get on a male vitality stack. And all I'm asking is that you give me 90 days with it. If you don't feel better after 90 days, I want you to cancel your subscription. Give me 90 days, natural herbal supplements, and see how you feel. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, gets you big savings. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Subscribe today.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
The best way to understand all sides of an issue is to know all sides of an issue.
Can't get that in the mainstream media, which is why you've got to listen to some Clay and Buck for another point of view.
Buck, why are you going third person?
Because, Clay, I think this ad is running in places that might not exactly align with all of our politics or even know who we are.
It's impossible. But maybe if it's true, I bet if they did listen, they'd end up agreeing with us on at least one issue, even if they secretly won't admit it.
Well, the only way they're going to find out is if they download the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever they get their pods.
We're easy to find, unlike your wife at Costco.
Clay, you speak the truth, but we're already losing people.
I think I gained one or two just now.
In case you haven't noticed, we like to have a lot of fun as well as talk about what's going on in the world.
Come hang with us today and every day at Clay and Buck. Download the iHeartRadio app, search out those names, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton, and come hang.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency.
Did you make a mistake in sending arms to Tehran, sir?
No.
It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
And I'm not taking any more questions in just a second. I'm going to ask Attorney General.
I'm Leon Nafok, co-creator of Slow Burn. In my podcast, Fiasco, Iran-Contra, you'll hear all the unbelievable details of a scandal that captivated the nation nearly 40 years ago, but which few of us still remember today.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Did you hear Jerome Powell? I don't know how we should take this.
And significantly so for us to get inflation down. That probably means that certainly means that it will be appropriate to cut rates at such time as inflation is coming down really significantly. And again, we're talking about a couple years out.
Inflation's going to come down years from now. Just a couple of years. Don't worry. It's just a couple of years. Gosh, dear. This is, you know what? This is not a nice email. Dear part-time Shogun Jerkwater and full-time fireworks enthusiast, I know you may never write another book due to those long hours raising a designer dog and countless hours spent jet-setting around the country on that grueling four-stop book tour. But hear me out. Okay, pause one real quick. I'm getting a lot of crap from you about the book tour being four stops. Let me explain something. There actually could have been many, 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 many more stops. Probably another four, five, six stops on the book tour. There really could have been. Do you know why there wasn't? You know why there weren't more stops on the book tour? Because I insisted that I wanted to do my show that week. Not that I didn't enjoy the book tour and meeting you. I loved it. I like doing my show. I have a blast sitting here and doing my show. I didn't want to take the week off of radio to only do book tour stuff. if I had abandoned the show and not had to go to a studio every day and hang out with the affiliates and do my show, then I could have just done more book tour stops after more book tour stops. But as it was, I like doing my show. That's what I enjoy. We need a compilation of your funniest stories / pranks from all your various stops in life. I feel a little cheated that we don't hear more about your adventure at the Women's March and that you just sort of glossed over that time you wrote a fellow Marine a ticket for, quote, being gay. I understand that it may be a little challenging expounding on these tales in the allotted time on your show, and maybe you'd rather be hanging $30 tequila shots around the necks of your two more famous radio hosts, but I think you can figure something out. It's time to stop getting by on just your looks. And his name is Dave. One, that wasn't a very nice email at all, Dave. That wasn't very nice at all, too. The Women's March thing was hilarious. You want to know what the Women's March thing was? Remember, when I quit my job doing the RV thing and I decided to throw myself into media, I had no idea that media would mean radio or TV. I had no idea about that at all. I didn't know what it would happen. So I just started doing stuff that I thought was funny. And this was taking place during the Kavanaugh protests. Let me tell you something about this. So the Kavanaugh protests, they were going crazy because Kavanaugh was, they thought he was going to get confirmed. And they started sending all their hordes to D.C., all their commie hordes to make a big bunch of stink. I thought it would be funny. I just did this because I thought it would be funny. I decided to go, quote, undercover in the Kavanaugh protest. Now, that's funny because I'm 6'8", right? And so I got fake glasses. This is before I needed real ones. Fake, look like a complete lib glasses. And then I had a shirt made. And the shirt made, I had it set on the front, keep your hands off my uterus. And we had one of our neighbors in our neighborhood, she makes custom shirts. And the wife reached out to her and said, hey, can you make my husband a custom shirt for this trip? And the lady said, yeah, of course. And my wife, Aubrey, asked me, okay, well, what do you want it to say? And I texted her and she said, I can't ask for that. How am I supposed to ask for that? And I said, please, this is what I needed to say. So it says, largest life. You can still see pictures of this online. I'll tell you where in a second. Keep your hands off my uterus. And then we went down. And I had a couple buddies with me, and they were kind of filming it because we were just goofing off. We went down and acted dead serious about joining this group in the Kavanaugh protest. And this is where I ran into Elizabeth Warren completely by chance as I'm walking towards the protest. You can see video of all this if you think I'm lying. If you go to, I think it's on YouTube, Jesse Kelly Kavanaugh or Jesse Kelly Kavanaugh protest. It's a little 2-minute video. It's hilarious. I see Elizabeth Warren coming, walking down the sidewalk, and so we beeline it for her, and she says something about my shirt being great. I forget what it was, and I told her to run for president. I'm all, run for president, please. He's going down tonight, and all this is on the video. It's hilarious, and then I started making my way through the protests, and I was talking to this one guy, this one freak, and he's got this weird hat on, and I will say I had a blast at their expense, cheering at all their stupid chants and things like that. But there are a couple things about it. One, I learned every time you get around something like that, and I'm not recommending you do it because it can get unsafe, especially now in these places. I learned a lot about how communists think. And one of the things that struck me, I've told this story before, was at one point, because I was posting on social media that I was going undercover. Of course, the communists all tracked me down. And some girl comes up to me as part of the protest and starts screaming, this is Jesse Kelly. This is Jesse Kelly. He's going undercover. He's making fun of us. And at one point in time, when she was trying to call me out for being there, she breaks. We're going to post it on the show Twitter, Chris. Okay, we'll post the video on the show Twitter. If you go to @JesseKellyShow on Twitter, you'll see the video if you don't want to look for it. Anyway, at one point in time when she's pointing out me being there, she breaks into a chant. So she says, don't talk to this clown. And then you'll see it in the video. She says, do not talk to this clown. Do not talk to this clown. Do not talk. Starts, and she's alone, but she's trying to start a chant. And it really hit me how much of the communist, how much he relies on the hive mind and the group. Remember, the communist is not only a malcontent, because it's the religion of the malcontent. The communist is not an individualist. Everything is a group. Everything is a mob. And it was such a bizarre thing to try to start a chant over, and it didn't catch on or anything like that. But for her, for this commie, it was just, it was like breathing for her. It was just instinct. If you're talking to somebody and you're in a group and it's somebody you dislike or it's a thought you have, you try to start a chant so your other commie rabid mobbers, so they'll get in on the chant. And that's just how they think. I thought that was very revealing. It's what I try to explain. You need to think about these people more like they're robots than human beings, because they really are. You want to know why your liberal Aunt Peggy, when you give her facts and dates and things, why she responds nastily? She'll call you names, or she'll just lie. That's not true. Or she'll change the subject. Aunt Peggy's not capable of thinking about things or changing how she thinks about things, because Aunt Peggy is a robot. She went up to the hive mind, the big computer system, and she took her little cord and she plugged it into the hive mind, and she got an update, a software update. So she has information inside of her, but it's only what the hive mind uploaded to her. And she's not capable of going outside of her programming, because she's just a computer. She's just a robot. And if you try to get her outside of her programming, she'll fritz out. That's why it's you'll bring up a basic fact to her and she starts shortchanging it. You see the electric sparks going. Her mind doesn't work right because she's a robot. I saw a bunch of people yesterday. There was an article printed about how many media companies have totally ignored the Hunter Biden corruption story with the text messages and the bribery and things like that. Now, wrap your mind around that. Wrap your mind around how many communists in America, they really think that Joe Biden's not a criminal and that there's no evidence, because they reside entirely in a world of make-believe. The hive mind never uploaded that to them. So when you tell liberal Aunt Peggy that the president is actually a criminal and he's part of a crime family, she doesn't know what to do with that. That was never uploaded to her. And there was another part of actually that protest that was a little different, a little sad, to be honest with you. I'll tell you about that in just a second. Before we get to that, let's do this real quickly. Let's make sure we're putting our money where our morals are in as many ways as we possibly can. In as many ways as we possibly can. And some of those ways are very difficult. Some of those ways are impossible. Some of those ways are very easy. And at least let's grab the low-hanging fruit, huh? Let's take advantage of easy as often as humanly possible. Always take advantage of easy. Switch to Pure Talk. Switching your cell phone with no loss of service? When you pay less money? When you're with a patriotic company like Pure Talk? And it takes 10 minutes on the phone? What's easier than that? We can't take 10 minutes to put our money where our morals are. And right now you save an additional 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk now.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
And now I'm standing next to the president again, next to a collapsed bridge here. And he is here to commit to work with the governor and the delegation to make sure that we get this fixed quick. Fast as well, too. This is a president that is committed to infrastructure. Yeah, and then on top of that, the jewel law of the inflation bill that is going to make sure that there's going to be bridges all across like this, all across the America getting rebuilt.
Absolutely. Can't be any more clear than that. All right, quit. One last thing. Back to this Women's March protest that I was... The guy was asking about this Women's March protest, the Kavanaugh protest that was at years ago. All right, granted, I had a good time going undercover in the Kavanaugh protest, and it was a blast, and the video is very funny. Again, it's on YouTube if you want to look it up. It'll be on the show Twitter. But there was something else about it, if I'm being honest, and this is me. This is Cold-Hearted Jesse. We're going to get to Gavin Newsom here in a second, by the way. But this is Cold-Hearted Jesse. I will tell you this. It was sadder than you think. When you walk around, if you ever go or you've ever been around it, and I'm not suggesting you do, especially kids, ladies, you watch out for yourselves, all right? Fellas too, but you watch out for yourselves. These are dangerous events. They can definitely be really dangerous now. But if you ever find yourself in one or around one, you'll really see some seriously broken people, sick people. Obviously, there's demon stuff at work there. But I've brought this up before. I remember on top of all the people who were yelling and screaming, and there you can just see in their eyes there's something really wrong. There was a girl, a young lady, a girl, I say young lady, I don't know how old anyone is. I would guess 30s, maybe 20s, 30s. And she was standing on the Supreme Court steps. She had pants on and she had a hat on and she was shirtless. Shirtless, no bra, no nothing, completely shirtless. So she was topless. No, what's wrong with you two? Why don't you two grow up? But it was, her hair was long and it was over everything. Okay, everything. It was PG shirtless. PG? Does that make sense? It was PG shirtless anyway. But she had all this writing all over her body. And it was all, you know, Kavanaugh's a rapist and all this stuff. And she stood there. I was there for a couple hours, I would guess. Maybe that's a little long, but I bet it was a couple hours I was out there. And she stood there, topless, on the courthouse steps with kind of her head kind of cocked off to the side, topless. And she stood there and she didn't speak and she didn't move the entire time I was there. She was just up there like a statue with all this stuff. And I remember looking at this woman, stop, both of you, grow up. I remember looking at this woman and I remember thinking, man, what does your life have to be like to bring you to the point where that's something you would do? What was her home life like? What is her the influences in her life, whether that be friends or teachers, professors? What does her life have to be like to bring you to that point? And how sad that is. And again, maybe I went too far with it, but I was thinking to myself, what's the rest of her life going to be like? Is that woman standing on the steps? I realize there's a possibility because redemption is out there for everybody, but is she going to find a good man? Somebody to love her and protect her and take care of her? Is she going to find that kind of love? Is she going to know the joy of having a family? Maybe having kids. And I realize having kids isn't for everybody. I'm not saying it is, but is she going to know that joy? Is she ever going to know it? No, cats don't count, Chris. You understand what I mean? And I know this is sappy. I'm going to move off this because I'm making myself sound really soft here and everyone knows I'm a jerk, but it was sadder than I thought it was going to be. I went there just to make fun of these commies, and I certainly did, and I had a blast at their expense. But I did come away bummed, more bummed than I thought I was going to be. There are some broken, broken people out there, really, really broken people. All right, before we get into the Newsom stuff, and might take me a little bit, going to have to try to wade through this whole thing, because I think I actually think DeSantis is making a big mistake. And there's something about Newsom I'm very, very concerned about, and I'll get to that in just a moment. Before we get to that, let's talk about health. Your dog's health. As our dogs get older, and sometimes when they're young, they have these health issues. How often are you at the vet? And these vet bills are expensive. Would you like your dog to be healthier, and would you like to be at the vet a lot less? You know that if you start giving your dog real nutrition, you'll be at the vet a lot less. Look, you'll be at the doctor a lot less if you eat better, right? I'll be at the doctor a lot less if I eat better. That's just natural. Start pouring Rough Greens on your dog's food. There is no nutrition in your dog's food. That's why it's brown. Nutrition, things that are alive are green. Pour Rough Greens all-natural nutritional supplement on your dog's food every meal. Enjoy less time at the vet, less money spent at the vet. A dog that is different and better and lives longer. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse for a free jumpstart trial bag. Roughgreens.com/Jesse or call 833-33-MY-DOG. All right, I want to get to this one. Dr. Jesse, let's say Trump gets tied up in court too much to make the run. Biden gets put out to pasture. We end up with Heavy D versus Newsom. What does a DeSantis versus Newsom race look like? His name is Ben. All right. I obviously don't agree with the first part of that. Trump gets too tied up in court. I think the more tied up in court Trump is, the more likely it is he stays in for the duration, which I would assume he was going to stay in for the duration anyway. I just assume that. But let's go along with your hypothetical. Heavy D versus Newsom. One, I think Ron DeSantis made a big mistake recently. Gavin Newsom floated out there a debate with him and DeSantis. Newsom's been going after DeSantis because everyone's talking about everyone's leaving California for Florida. Newsom's trying to get ready to run for president. So he floated one of these, you know, exhibition match type things. Hey, why don't we get on stage and debate? And DeSantis stiffed him and said no. That's free publicity, one. That's excellent publicity. And DeSantis, you know what he needs? He needs publicity outside of Donald Trump. Every time you mention DeSantis or you hear DeSantis, oftentimes it's in a Trump context. DeSantis is doing well. He's gaining on Trump. DeSantis stands for this. That's better than Trump. DeSantis needs to be able to break away from that. Not that he's not his own man. I'm not saying that. Campaign-wise, he needs to break away from that. A DeSantis versus Newsom debate is great pub, man, and a great chance to stand there and have this big nationally televised thing that would be big and away from it. I think that was a mistake, and I think he should reconsider and take him up off on it. But that brings me to Newsom. We have to have a tough talk. Then more Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Next.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors.
Those jelly heads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
In the fall of 1986, Ronald Reagan found himself at the center of a massive scandal that looked like it might bring down his presidency. It became known as the Iran-Contra affair.
The things that happened were so bizarre and insane, I can't begin to tell you.
Please do.
To hear the whole story, listen to Fiasco, Iran-Contra on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.